The truth that the age of the new covenant order of grace has been here since Christ died and rose again. When we proclaim this truth, we are collapsing the fascination, the hypnosis of the lie that has kept people in an invisible prison for almost 2,000 years. We can once again show how defeated Satan truly is. We are not in the last days before judgment. We are in the last days of the serpent's deception and the dawning of the revelation that Christ and his kingdom is here.
Hello, welcome again to Reformation Gospel. And we're going to continue on this particular topic. Words vibrate energy. Very powerful subject. Now, in the previous episodes, I've slowly built up towards the introducing of ideas which are not necessarily new at all, but sometimes a little bit challenging, especially for Christians, because when I start using the words like chi, energy, electromagnetic fields, ethereal body, energy body, things like that are considered to be part of a new age type of ideology or philosophy or teaching. And many Christians have told me that doesn't line up with the sound doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, once I was invited to preach in this Pentecostal church, and they read up on my biography somewhere online, I don't know, and they saw that I'd been studying topics on Oriental medicine and things like martial arts and those kind of things that raised alarms with them. I do understand that, and perhaps I shouldn't put things like that online, but it's true. I have studied those things. I think I spent at least 30 years going through books and trolling through all kinds of material and practicing things like Qigong and Tai Chi. And learning experientially, not just by reading it from books, but learning experientially by experience, by performing the practices of, let's say, some Tai Chi or other things like Qigong, breathing techniques, etc., meditation. My point is, and I've said this already in a previous episode, if I can't see where it harmonizes with scripture, with the gospel truth, the death and the resurrection of Christ, his coming in the first century, and if it doesn't line up with the truth of the new covenant, then I will not make that part of my belief system. There are things, however, that with a clear conscience, we can look at it and say, well, wait a minute, maybe it wasn't mentioned or described in the same terminology in the Bible as we read about, for instance, energy, chi, or life force or cosmic energy. When we read about those things, we don't see those words in the Bible. We don't, and that is true. But energy is very much it's vibration, it's frequency, it's light, and we see a small, when we are seeing light through our eyes, we see daylight, we see lights, etc., the reflection of light upon items, and so we can perceive things visually with our physical eyes. And it's because of the reflection of light. But that's a small spectrum, a small part of the total spectrum of light. Beyond the parameters of that spectrum we can't see, we can't physically see certain things. And I believe that when God said, let there be light, he's equally saying, let there be energy, let there be light in its full spectrum beyond what we can physically see. Let there be energy, let there be electromagnetic fields, let there be chi, if you will. Chi is just a Chinese Mandarin word for energy, life force, and it's actually a word that is very difficult to translate in English, but because it covers so much, all to do with the principles of the concept, rather, of energy and life force. Now, I am not talking about or encouraging, in fact, I would discourage people from things like occult practices. And again, I've got to say, the word occult basically means secret knowledge. Magic, the word magic has to do with that, means secret knowledge. But there is knowledge that may be unknown to us, you or me or other people, and you could call that occult. And so not all knowledge is necessarily evil, okay? But the moment knowledge of the elements of nature or how nature works and spiritual principles are being applied to commit evil, that's where it is wrong. And when people are trying to seek contact or communion or communicate with the spiritual realm outside of, you know, communion with God, let's say they are going to try and speak to ancestors who have passed away, or if they're trying to purposely and intentionally trying to seek communication with evil spirits. They may not call them evil, because, like, if you look at voodoo in Haiti, it's considered a blessing if a person becomes possessed by a spirit. But from scripture perspective, from the perspective of biblical truth, we know that those spirits are not God-ordained or divine-sent spirits. They are demonic spirits, and they are evil, and they are dangerous. Dangerous in the sense that they are functioning on the basis of deception with the ultimate goal of destruction. And so therefore, I discourage people to get involved in things like witchcraft with the intention to do evil, or the occult with the intention to do evil, or any type of practices that seeks to make connection with the spiritual realm and therefore open themselves up to evil spirits. This is wrong. This is destructive. And this is also what we are witnessing in our world when we see much of the evil and atrocious acts that are committed in our world are influenced by, or basically can lead back to, the influence of demonic spirits, evil spirits, the devil himself. And it's because people open themselves up to that. But again, it's relative in the sense that you don't have to necessarily intentionally practice voodoo or juju or bonu bonu or guna guna or whatever you want to call it, because in every country it's called different, but the principles are the same. So where people are performing these practices, and like I said, it could be those types of witchcraft, voodoo type practices, but it could also be people who don't believe in any form of religion or spirituality, yet they have opened themselves up to ideologies, philosophies, ideas that actually made them a medium for a evil spirit, because they are proclaiming a message that actually influences other people's ideas, and therefore the words they speak, the messages they proclaim in their day-to-day communication, some people, whether it's just through conversations with others or even, you know, publicly, professionally, or from a stage somewhere. It could be a motivational speaker, it could be somebody in a leadership position, could be a politician. Anybody who has and proclaims and is a proponent of an ideology and a philosophy and ideas that are actually have their roots in Satanism or promote the plan of the devil in the earth, they don't have to be a witch doctor or a witch or a druid or a Satan high priest or whatever. They can be just a plain human being, but because of the messages they've established themselves in, the concepts and ideas that they are proponents of, they also become an agent of potentially, not always, they're not always necessarily possessed by an evil spirit. In fact, I've written articles on that. It's more an influence rather, where ideas are being passed on from the spiritual realm to somebody, persons and person to person. And so that affects our world. So I needed to just bring across that point that actually not everything that is necessarily referring to chi or energy is always evil. It's not. It's not because it's called New Age necessarily evil. It's not. I mean, if you study the wide spectrum of New Age philosophies, of course, I do understand that some of the basic premises of the New Age sort of movement is based on the idea of the zodiac, with the principle that we are currently in a change, a transition of going from one zodiac age into the next age, and we are actually now really entering into the age of what they call Aquarius. Again, there is really nothing wrong with that idea. In fact, it's very, very true. Okay. The issue again is that with New Age philosophy, yes, we are transitioning into this New Age, Zodiac Age. Well, it becomes an issue when people are trying to use the Zodiac as a means to foretelling the future, but again, listening to the wrong kind of inspiration, people that open themselves up to the wrong kind of spiritual source, I would say, again, a demon or demons or spirits, which are not, you know, sent by the Lord. So, yes, there is a clear division here, and that is that either you're going to decide to make the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and our Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, and Scripture, the basis and the foundation through which you filter everything. And if you do that, then you'll be less inclined to listen to ideologies or philosophies or ideas that do not match up and do not line up. So if an evil spirit tries to influence you, they won't succeed because you're so established, rooted and grounded in the truth. You know, it just wouldn't work. You wouldn't even listen, give it the time of the day. And this is it, because really our battle is between truth and lie. There's a lot of good stuff that you can pick up and learn through other books and materials and practices that, you know, they're not necessarily mentioned in Scripture, but if you practice breathing methods, that could really help you. It could help you develop and cultivate your lung capacity. It could help you really in your body to bring more oxygen to all the outer parts of the blood circulation and your body, your fingers, your feet, your toes. It could help you in so many ways. There are so many things one can do. Meditation is, if it's practiced right, can really be helpful. But the moment you start meditating and start connecting with the wrong kind of spiritual sources, then you've really gone too far. And that's why I would not advise people just to go venture into that stuff without first being established and fully rooted and grounded, their hearts, their minds, their consciousness in the gospel truth before you get involved in anything else. Because the moment it isn't good for you, you'll know, you'll recognize it. You need to be established in the truth first, because ultimately in this world it's been a battle between truth and lie and nothing more. And if you stand in the truth, the gospel truth, the scripture truth, the Bible truth, then you're walking in freedom and power, and these other things won't be able to touch you. Think about that.
For more information, go to reformationgospel.com.